The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Hello everyone, welcome to this week's show, Halloween edition, episode 186 of Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets and Vince. You scary bastard.
Yeah.
On this week's show, Hollywood steals another idea from the show.
Fuckers.
More sexual assault claims against celebrities. The JFK files released. The Houston Texans owner apologizes for a figure of speech. We talk about the passing of Robert Guillaume and Fats Domino. Ronda Rousey to WWE. World Series racism and Ellen getting away with some lesbian privilege. The top 10 this week are movie scenes that scared us as either a child or adult. And as always, we will answer your listener questions. Vince, you ready to get into this?
I am.
Well, song of the week last week, we didn't have a winner. The answer was Kane's theme from WWE, and the band was Typo Negative. I don't think it was ever used, maybe once, but I did put a guess the song in our Facebook group. Mr. Neil wins the no prize for guessing correctly. It was John Cena playing piano, and the song is Where Is My Mind by the Pixies. It's actually scarily good. Get it? Halloween? Fuck you. That was a good joke. All right. Before we get to the normal news of the week, let's just get the sexual assault crap out of the way. Here's your list of people that have been accused this week. Smartest black man in the world, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Apparently, a woman claims that while she was at the University of Texas in Austin, claimed he was a grad, or she was a grad student at the time he was there, and he drugged and raped her, pulled a good old Cosby Wasby on her.
I had to put it pop.
It's the stars in the come here and drink of this. Ron Jeremy has been banned from the Exotica Expo due to groping women inappropriately, and this has been going on at industry events for years. Top Nickelodeon producer Dan Schneider.
Yeah!
A.K.A. Dennis Blunden on Head of the Class, the big fat guy.
Yeah, they finally got him. I didn't see that this week.
Has been involved in misconduct with young teen actors and actresses that he oversees. In a new video, a former child actress makes shocking allegations that the producer had young actresses take off their shoes and tell the producer how much they love being barefoot. There are stories about his relationships with his underage teenage stars and how they've led to spinoff shows for the girls or blacklisting for those who didn't participate.
Yup.
So he's a sick pedophile. Kevin Sorbo alleges that fashion designer Gianni Versace groped him during dinners they had when he was a model in Italy. Celebrity chef John Besh has resigned from his own company amid allegations that he enabled a culture of sexual harassment in his restaurants. Apparently more than 25 current and former Besh restaurant group employees said that they were regularly subjected to inappropriate touching and comments from their male bosses and coworkers when they reported the treatment they were shunned or ignored. Mark Halperin, American author who was senior political analyst for MSNBC and Bloomberg TV, as well as contributor and former co-managing editor of Bloomberg Politics, sexually harassed women while he was in a powerful position at ABC News. This is the reporter author that wrote the book Game Change about Sarah Palin and the spinoff little movie and all this stuff. According to five women who shared their previously undisclosed accounts with a media outlet and others who did not experience the alleged harassment personally but were aware of it, NBC has put them on indefinite leave. So, 38 women, including Selma Blair and Rachel McAdams, have accused director James Toback of sexual assault. Director David O. Russell, who directed Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, Three Kings, has been accused of not only assaulting actors and other directors violently, as in fighting, but also sexual as well by rubbing up against them or grabbing their genitals. TV magician David Blaine has been accused of raping a model in 2004. Metropolitan Police confirm an allegation of rape is under investigation currently after Natasha Prince claimed the magician assaulted her when she was 21.
Sure.
The kicker this week, former President George H.W. Bush. Heather Lind, 34, who starred in AMC's series Turn, made allegations that the 93-year-old former president grabbed her around the waist-slash-butt region. Let's see. When I got a chance to meet George H.W. Bush 4 years ago to promote a historical TV show I was working on, he sexually assaulted me while I was posing for a photo. He didn't shake my hand. He touched me from behind, from his wheelchair, and his wife Barbara Bush by his side. He told me a dirty joke. Former president responded, "President Bush would never, under any circumstances, intentionally cause anyone distress, and he most sincerely apologizes for his attempt at humor offended Miss Lind."
So some of these is just women, like, taking them, somebody, like, looking at them and saying, "He sexually assaulted me."
Yeah. Okay. And to top it all off, you got Rose McGowan, who was giving a speech in Detroit. You know, she kind of got this whole ball rolling with the Harvey Weinstein thing and said that we knew Vince was right. Vince knew exactly where this was going to go.
Sure.
According to her now, all women have been victimized by, quote, toxic masculinity. So men, even if you have never assaulted a woman, you have, and it's your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not going to put the whores in Hollywood who sucked the dick to get to the role that they wanted. Isn't going to blame the motherfucker doing it because they're still getting paid.
Exactly.
They're gonna go after the normal middle America guy who's keeping power to your house or fixing the plumbing or working on your car.
Yeah, it's their fault.
Look, listen, Justin, I got this wonderful idea. I don't know if anybody's gonna like do it or not.
Ovens or shower heads.
Quit going to the fucking movies.
Ah, yeah, that one. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I don't know how fucking difficult it is. Quit feeding these motherfuckers. Just don't fucking go.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the horrible crap news. Let's get into the normal news. TV news this week. Vince, Star Trek Discovery has been picked up for a second season.
They can't push that narrative enough, man.
Yeah. Ray Donovan, Showtime has picked it up for a sixth season, and the show will move from Los Angeles to New York. Hopefully they get rid of Susan Sarandon, who has been ruining the season. CBS has canceled the show Zoo. William Friedkin is currently developing a series based on his movie Killer Joe. If you have not seen this movie, it is amazing. Probably one of McConaughey's best movies, and you'll never look at a chicken leg the same way again. It's not for the kids, but he intends to have another actor play the lead role, moving the story from East Texas trailer parks to upper-class Houston. The Joe of the original story worked exclusively as a killer for hire. The series finds him working as the chief of detectives. It is set among the millionaires and billionaires who have their wives and business competitors killed, he said. Joe is a hired killer who frames bad guys for the murders who can't get arrested for something else, or he makes them look like suicides.
Yeah.
He becomes kind of an avenging angel in the series because he doesn't just kill anybody for hire. He has to feel the guy in some way deserves to go. So Dexter meets the Clintons. ABC. Oh, here you go, Vince. We told you immigration was going to be real big this upcoming TV season. How about immigration with superpower overtones? ABC is developing a comedy about a Middle Eastern family with superpowers from Basim Youssef and Larry Wilmore, the black guy that was on Comedy Central but was fired because he's not funny. The untitled series centers on the Sharif family, an ordinary Middle Eastern American family who with two superhero parents at a time when it's illegal to be a superhero, so they are forced to save the world in secret. The show will highlight some of the issues that immigrant families face when it comes to fitting into a society that many times treats you like the enemy.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Sad news this week. Robert Guillaume, the actor who received two Emmy awards for playing Benson, died Tuesday.
He was 89. It was a bummer.
He portrayed Isaac Jaffe on Sports Night. He was the voice of Rafiki in The Lion King. And he earned a Tony nomination for Guys and Dolls. So he was an all-around entertainer. So Benson is still an amazing show.
Did he rape anybody?
Probably. Well, according to Rose McGowan, all men.
Give it time. Somebody will come out.
You know that hashtag Me Too thing? I'm kind of going off the rails here. You know when we were growing up, it wasn't called a hashtag. It was called pound.
Yeah, it's a pound sign.
So really all that is saying pound me too.
Yeah. Pound me too.
So speaking of the Kardashians, hey, they just re-signed with the E! Network. And in a story that the apocalypse is here, they are getting $30 million a season for 5 seasons, which, according to my high-level math, comes out to the whole family just signed for $150 million.
That must be nice.
The terrorists have won.
Let them.
I almost
can't wait for Islam to come here.
It's already here. Just go to Dearborn. The Life of Hunter S. Thompson could soon find its way to TV. MGM TV on Monday announced that it was developing an authorized biography project about the journalist with Davey Holmes, who does the new Get Shorty show,
yeah,
which is actually kind of good. So we might be getting a Hunter S. Thompson show.
Heard some bad shit about that guy, too.
Yeah, that ain't no shit. Hey, it's Halloween. Let's do a John Carpenter story. He will come out of semi-retirement to helm the pilot episode of the anthology series Tales for a Halloween Night.
Ooh.
Carpenter's wife and producing partner Sandy King confirmed that he will take the reins on Tales for a Halloween Night pilot. The series is being produced for Sci-Fi. The plan is to bring on other big-name horror directors onto the show. So, hey, that could be a thing.
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
Vincent D'Onofrio is set to come back as Wilson Fisk, also known as the Kingpin, for the third season of Daredevil. Kristen Bell says we're going to get a Veronica Mars miniseries. Yay? All right. In a first for the Disney Channel, the network is introducing a gay storyline into one of its series.
Sweet.
The second series premiere of Andy Mack, which apparently started this last Friday, will feature a young male, one of the show's main characters, beginning to realize he has feelings for a male classmate.
Oh, shit.
AMC has renewed Preacher for season 3. The new Warriors show, this is the one that's supposed to have Squirrel Girl, will be a half-hour docu-comedy-style sitcom. Basically, The Office with superpowers. Yeah, that's pretty much just making it's going to be the shits. Stranger Things, that season 2 just came out this week. But the star Charlie Heaton couldn't attend the LA premiere because he was kicked out of the U.S. because he was allegedly caught with cocaine at the airport. Huh. Since he didn't have a previous record, he was allowed to withdraw his application to enter the country and get back on a plane to London.
Cocaine?
Instead of being arrested, he will be allowed to enter the U.S. again, but not until he reapplies for admission.
My name's Charlie Heaton, and I work for Stranger Things, and I love cocaine.
Yeah, he will go as Dr. Roxo for Halloween.
Yeah.
Vince, when we were growing up, there was a show, and I actually had a middle school math teacher who was obsessed with this show. About a brilliant scientist who time traveled.
Quantum Leap?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're going to redo it?
No, listen. This Saturday at LA Comic Con, Quantum Leap director Donald Belisario and Scott Bakula reunited for a conversation, like a panel, during which they addressed the series' reboot prospects. Belisario said, I just finished writing a Quantum Leap movie. Belisario said casually, as if, you know, trying to get it past the audience real quick.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen with it, but I did write it. The script is done for a Quantum Leap movie. And Bakula would be back.
Oh, fucking sweet.
I just want all the shows he's been on, Bakula, I want that to tie into the movie. Like, he time-traveled and became a spaceship captain. He time-traveled, and now he's an NCIS New Orleans guy. Oh, just put it all in there. God damn it, I love Quantum Leap. Let's go to movie news. I didn't know I wanted this movie, but I'm getting it anyway. We're getting a SpongeBob versus Ed, Edd n Eddy movie next year.
Oh.
All right. How about a potential live-action Scooby-Doo spinoff focusing just on Velma and Daphne?
Oh, boy. I never saw that one coming.
Not much is known about the project besides that Ashley Tisdale is producing and casting is underway for the two female leads.
And they're going to be dykes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
and hey, black.
Renee Zellweger. Fuck. Yeah, probably. Renee Zellweger will star as Judy Garland in a movie about the show business legend's final concerts in London. Okay. Thor Ragnarok. Apparently features a first for the Marvel Cinematic Universe as Tessa Thompson, you know, Black Valkyrie, is the first openly gay superhero in one of their movies. First of all, she's not a Valkyrie. And I could go on and on about this, but I won't because we're on a time limit today. This next story just is hilarious to me. We're getting a live-action Dora the Explorer. The guy behind the wrote The Muppets and Neighbors.
Yeah.
Nick Stoller is writing the movie.
Climb a fence?
Will be produced by Platinum Dunes, which is the production company ran by Michael Bay.
Michael Bay. Dora, the illegal alien.
Boom, explosions everywhere.
Yeah, she just fucking flies over that goddamn fence.
Details are being kept under wraps, but the live-action take is said to center on Dora, not as a 7-year-old, as the TV show, but now a teenager who moves to the city to live with her cousin Diego.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
The role of Swiper will be played by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement.
Sure.
Let's do the next story here. Tom Hardy doing Venom. Venom will be done through mocap. Tom Hardy will be doing the mocap himself, so...
I'm going to get you, Spider-Man.
Rabble, rabble. Yeah. Logan was a really good movie, you know it?
Was it?
Yeah, I really enjoyed Logan. But it looks like we could be getting a spinoff starring X-23 from James Mangold. He said that it's in the works right now, so... That could be very cool. Next story, Ben Mendelsohn, who was Orson Krennic in Rogue One, is currently in talks with Marvel to play the villain in Captain Marvel. This would be the leader of the Skrulls. Also, Captain Marvel will be in Avengers 4, no surprise there. Let's do another, I guess, spooky horror kind of. Rob Zombie. Surprisingly, not a real zombie. But apparently he's going to direct a follow-up to The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know how, because I know how that movie ended. But
is Sig Haig going to be in it?
I don't know. But I guess we'll see. Gareth Evans. This is the guy that directed the Raid movies. Some of the best action movies last 20 years. Is in talks to write and direct a standalone movie for DC and Warner Brothers, Deathstroke. And this would bring Joe Manganiello back as Deathstroke, since he's going to be in the new Batman movie, apparently. That could be really good, because, like I said, the Raid movies are amazing. Vin Diesel recently announced on Facebook that director Justin Lin and actress Jordana Brewster will return for Fast and Furious 9 and 10. Mel Gibson, Danny Glover, and Richard Donner are currently in talks to do another Lethal Weapon movie.
Yeah, I heard about that.
In the scenario we've heard, Donner would direct, and Channing Gibson, who wrote Lethal Weapon 4, would write the new movie.
Oh, great. So it's going to be a kid-friendly one.
It could be.
If they did it like the first two with the gore.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think so. Director Adam Sandberg and Warner Brothers have cast... We now have our Shazam. Zachary Levi will be playing Shazam.
I thought Shaquille O'Neal was going
to
play...
That's Kazam, asshole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So we got a Jew to play the embodiment of Greek gods.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
It's Hollywood, right? Speaking of a Jew, that's a segue, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Woody Allen. You know him.
Oh, he fucked his kid.
Yep. His new movie, Wonder Wheel, does not open until December, but he's already at work on his next project, which stars Elle Fanning, Jude Law, Selena Gomez, Rebecca Hall, and some French name I can't pronounce. The movie is reportedly called Rainy Day in New York, but here's the kicker. The story could end up causing a little controversy because the movie stars Law as a middle-aged married man who has a sexual relationship with a 15-year-old concubine played by Elle Fanning. Old man fucking a kid. Let's make it a movie.
Yeah, make it happen.
Anybody that works with Woody Allen or Roman Polanski, you just are pieces of shit.
And they're all right with it.
Yeah. Next story, Corey Feldman. He has launched a GoFundMe to raise money for legal fees, security, and to finance a film about his life, including the outing of the pedophiles that molested him in Hollywood. Outing them by name. The $10 million goal, so far, it has reached over $150,000. So, we'll see. Lastly, for movie news this week, Hollywood needs to give credit to Vince.
Yes.
Last week, we had the story about the most bankable actors and how Emilio Estevez was number one, and Vince said, we need a new Young Guns movie. Somebody was listening, because Morgan Creek Production House has rebranded itself as Morgan Creek Entertainment Group, and they are going to reboot some of their most popular titles, including Ace Ventura, Major League, and Young Guns. Just give us the credit.
Just give
Vince the credit.
I want some, give me my money.
This isn't the first time this has happened on the show.
I pitched it, man. I want my money.
Exactly. Comic book news this week, Beckett Media. If you remember collecting baseball cards, you'd always go buy the newest Beckett magazine to see. That was the price guide. They're expanding into the comics marketplace. They announced that they acquired Comic Book Certification Service, the industry leader in grading and certification. So when you send your books in to get graded and, you know, well, this is a 9.0 or an 8, Beckett's going to be the one that does it now. So, Image Comics has canceled the book No Mercy. This was confirmed by writer Alex DeCampi. DC Comics has announced there will be two Action Comics number 1000, a normal $5.99 issue, and then a $30, 168-page hardcover. The hardcover will be the one we talked about a couple weeks ago that will have all the reprints and bonus material. So, there's that. Grant Morrison, we knew at New York Comic Con they announced he was doing something with Scott Snyder related to the current Dark Knight's Metal event, but we didn't know what. We now know what it will be. Metal series will take a break in February for the creators to catch up, and it will be replaced by something called Dark Knight's Rising: The Wild Hunt. We know now that Grant Morrison is returning to the Batman character to co-write an upcoming issue of it, with Scott Snyder, James Tynion IV, and Joshua Williamson, all the writers of Batman right now. Scheduled to be on sale in February. Artists on the book, Doug Mankey, Ivan Rice, and others. Morrison is the creator of Barbados, the supernatural creature who has been involved in Gotham and Bruce Wayne's lineage for centuries. And in Metal, that's the character bringing all these dark Batman, like Batman Flash mashup, Green Lantern mashup from the Dark Multiverse to the DC Universe. So, all right, last thing for comic book news, and there's a reason this is on comic book news. Have you seen this thing about Kellogg's and the racist Corn Pops?
Yes.
All right, the cereal box, they're redoing the cereal boxes after complaints about a racially insensitive art on the packaging, whereas the one Corn Pop on the back, the I guess is a little bit darker than the other ones.
I thought, and I chalked that up to like a print, the printing of it.
That's what I thought too. And it's also the only one wearing clothes.
It's blue and there's only a little bit of yellow showing.
Right. Apparently that's racist because it's the only one, the dark one's doing the janitor job.
Right.
The reason this is in comic book news is because this was brought to Kellogg's attention by writer Saldan Ahmed, who is the current writer of Marvel's Black Bolt.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, it's a tiny thing, but when you see your kids staring at this over breakfast and realize millions of other kids are doing the same, as he was wrote on Twitter, Kellogg's responded to Ahmed on the social media network about 5 hours later, saying, Kellogg's is committed to diversity and inclusion. We did not intend to offend. We apologize. Artwork is being updated and will be in stores soon. Like I said, it was the only one that actually had clothes on in the back. There's also one that looks like Trump. So,
well, they're all yellow. Does that mean they're Asian?
Apparently. Apparently, if you look for racism everywhere, you will find racism everywhere. So, your recommendations for this week, comic book wise, Batman the Merciless. This is Batman mashed up with the God of War. That came out. DC House of Horror. This is a one-shot. I think it's a $5.99 book. But that came out. Nightwing the New Order number 3. Punisher the Platoon number 2. And Weapon X number 10. Pro wrestling news this week. Impact Wrestling announced that it has terminated its business relationship with Jeff Jarrett and Global Force Entertainment, effective immediately. Shortly after this announcement, Jarrett came out and said that Anthem, who owns Impact, was out of money. Then the next day, he announced that he's going into rehab for alcohol. One of Jarrett's daughters made the comment on social media that it seems like Karen Jarrett has drove another husband to the sauce. Karen Jarrett used to be married to Kurt Angle, who has battled pain pills and drinking problems in the past.
Sure.
From reports, this is a WWE-sponsored rehab because Jarrett was under contract with WWE, so WWE's picking up the bill for this. Good on them. Hopefully, Jarrett gets the help that he needs. Ronda Rousey is going to make good on her lifelong dream of becoming a professional wrestler for WWE. Seems that she is already training at the Performance Center in Orlando, and if she hasn't already, it will be out there that she has signed a contract soon. So, you knew it was going to happen, and now it's happening. Harry Smith, son of the British Bulldog, was driving in Calgary the other day when he saw a woman about to jump off of a bridge and commit suicide. He got out of his car, tried to talk her down, and when she wasn't paying attention, he grabbed her and pulled her away from the edge and held her down until an ambulance arrived to give her help. He credits being in the right place at the right time and his MMA background for knowing how to hold the struggling woman without hurting her. So I wanted to end wrestling news with a good story.
No, that they'll spin that. Male patriarchy and oppression.
Yeah, probably.
Give it time.
Sports news this week. Tiger Woods pled guilty to his DUI and entered and apparently has already completed treatment and diversion program. So, okay. UFC champ Michael Bisping, who's about ready to fight George St. Pierre, went crazy on Antonio... That's a long-ass Greek name. For quote, taking his weights without asking during a workout. Guy claims Bisping called him all sorts of names, including a little punk and an idiot. Ooh. Claims he was about to lose consciousness. Bisping started choking him. He was about to lose consciousness when another weightlifter intervened and broke it up. Antonio said he's had to see doctors for his injuries and now suffers from nightmares and anxiety as a result of the alleged attack. He's suing for assault, battery, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and more. I don't like Bisping.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
And he's just apparently a douche. So, New York Yankees have fired manager Joe Girardi. NFL news this week. The Texans, they're considering, a bunch of the players are considering not playing on Sunday. And one of them actually walked out of practice this week. DeAndre Hopkins did leave. Texans coach Bill O'Brien said Hopkins took a, quote, personal day after he wasn't seen at practice. Reports are that Hopkins left the building due to owner Bob McNair's comments. McNair reportedly said, "We can't have the inmates running the prison," during last week's meeting between players and owners over the national anthem issue. McNair said he was using a figure of speech, but apparently you can't say inmates without black people getting pissed off. Dude, he calls us inmates. My racism. So, you know what? Fire him.
Are people still watching the NFL?
Ratings are still down, so
good.
Not as many. Speaking of racism, Astros player Yuli Gurriel, Gurmexican.
You're not going to work here anymore.
Started off the scoring off Yu Darvish in game two of the World Series, and he seemed so pleased with himself that he decided to out himself as racist. Apparently, you can be racist and not white. I was not aware of that. By mocking Darvish with a slant-eyed gesture in the dugout after he had hit his home run, he did it while saying Chinito, which apparently is Mexican for little Chinese boy, is what it means, but in that context, he's basically calling him a chink. Major League Baseball came out on Saturday and suspended him the first five games of next season. Apparently, it's not bad enough to suspend him during the World Series, but it is bad. They got to do something. So, yeah, take the first five off next year. So, World Series racism.
Right, right. We got to win, man. God damn it. Yeah.
Actually, Dodgers came back last night, and World Series is tied at two games apiece. So, Oakland A's catcher Bruce Maxwell. This is the only MLB player that took a knee during the anthem this year. Was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon after cops say he pulled a gun on a woman, a food delivery woman. Yeah, classy.
You guys still watch professional sports?
I watch college sometimes, like football, but it's pretty much professional now. So let's end sports news with something that I would love to see, and this is kind of funny. Big George Foreman has challenged slow hand himself, Steven Seagal, to face him in an anything goes fight in Las Vegas. We need to make this happen.
Seagal would beat his ass.
We can call it hard to kill versus easy to grill. We can Don King the hell out of this. You know it? Oh, it'd be lovely.
Seagal beat his ass.
He's got that Russian backing now, man. Fight could be over before it starts, you know what I mean? That's it. Vince, it's time for video game news. You have anything this week?
Yeah, Friday the 13th adds new game mode. New game mode called Paranoia. Who knows what the fuck that is?
I don't know, but they're out to get me.
But it'll say soon, yeah, that's probably what it is. Probably got certain it's probably timed. Hellboy, Injustice 2 release date confirmed in the gameplay trailer. And it looks like it will be out November 21st.
The Hellboy part?
Yes, on Injustice.
Yeah, I saw the gameplay, like little trailer for it. Looks good.
I want Spawn.
Yep.
God damn it. GTA 5 celebrates 4th anniversary with Halloween event, new vehicle, and GTA money giveaway. You've got until, I think, November 13th.
Ah.
No, between November 6th and November 13th will be, goddamn ads pop up, will be when you can redeem it, I think. Yeah, ads. Fucking ads.
Damn internet.
No shit. No, just this fucking website. Let's see. BlizzCon 2017 virtual ticket and in-game freebies giveaway. Right now, if you get on BlizzSomething.net or whatever, you can register for BlizzCon virtual tickets.
Hmm.
Yay! Oh, I did play the new Super Mario Odyssey yesterday.
How is it?
It's all right. It's very reminiscent of the Mario 64.
Ah. Coming from you about a game on the Switch that it's okay is high praise.
Yeah. It's okay. It's all right. I mean, if I had one, I'd play it, I guess, but it's not up there with the
it's not Cuphead, you know. Is what you're saying?
No, Cuphead is amazing. Wolfenstein 2, have you seen the gif running around where BJ is trapped in this room and all these fucking Nazis come in with this giant robot dog? And his wife or whatever throws her grenade, she takes her shirt off, right?
Yeah.
And she's topless and pregnant.
Wow.
And she blows him up and blows up the big robot dog, and she's covered in blood, and she says something. It's the most SJW thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I believe it.
Virtue signaling bullshit.
Yeah. Is there a thing on Wolfenstein where you can play as the Nazis?
I wish. I will not be getting Wolfenstein 2.
No.
It's too much. It's too buku.
Yep.
That's all I got.
All right, I have nothing for video games, so let's go to music news. We're starting off with the sad news. Fats Domino passed away, the iconic New Orleans musician behind songs like Blueberry Hill and I'm Walkin', passed away at 89 this week due to natural causes. So
he was old.
Yeah. Let's see. Kid Rock announced that he is not running for Senate in Michigan, so everybody can just calm the hell down. Justin Timberlake will play the halftime of the Super Bowl 15 years after he showed the world Janet Jackson's boob.
Oh, good. Are they going to take something out now? The FCC going to fuck us again?
Probably.
Okay.
A Canadian man is contesting a $118 ticket for, quote, screaming in a public place. Now, you're wondering why this is in music news. He was singing in his car. You know what he was singing?
Nazi punks, fuck off.
No. CNC Music Factory, gonna make you sweat, everybody dance now. Apparently, he was singing at such a loud level that the police gave him a ticket. Because apparently you can't sing in Canada loudly.
I would. I mean, CNC Music Factory.
I mean, if it was Rush, it would have been okay. But let's see, on Friday, singer-songwriter Teddy Geiger, I don't know how he pronounces it, announced that he, born a biological male, is going to try to become a woman.
Sweet.
He's going to try to be a she, but hey, can't change DNA. Next story, the Halifax pop explosion. This story is just so bass-ackwards. The Halifax Pop Explosion Music Festival is apologizing for the actions of a volunteer who interrupted a performance by Polaris-winning singer Lido Pimentia.
Yeah, I didn't know. I saw that too.
With, quote, overt racism. Statement on behalf of the festival's board of directors addresses the singer directly and promises to make changes to improve anti-oppression and anti-racism training over the next year. We are sorry that one of our volunteers interrupted your art, your show, and your audience by being aggressive and racist. Now, what do you think this aggressive racism was?
She told all the white people to move to the back so all the people of color could come forward and watch her show. And the photographer who was there to take the fucking pictures of the place was up front and wouldn't go back because she's trying to do her fucking job.
Yep, that's exactly it.
And the stupid cunt was all like, fucking white people. White people.
Yeah, she apparently always does this, and she's very anti-white.
Good for her.
Yeah, so but the music festival there in Halifax, blame the whitey. You know, that's what you do now. So, yeah. So
my eyes have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo. I will not be finishing that. You know what I mean?
I was waiting. I was waiting.
It's true, though.
Hey, Vince, how dark's your humor? Shit, that's cotton. All right. That's it. Time for Song of the Week. No contest this week. Vince is going to play something spooky for Halloween.
Fuck yeah, I am. God damn it.
All right, hit him with it. We'll be right back.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, it's Mike from the Midnight Jury. Join myself and my co-hosts, Adam, Cal, and Sydney, as we bring to you the best in 80s and 90s pop culture, pro wrestling, and horror movies. You can join in the conversation on Facebook and Twitter, and we are available at our home at WLWstudios.com, along with the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. Forget about Blu-ray, forget about iPhones, and forget about flat-screen TVs, and travel back with us to the last old-school generation when it was all about Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, and our home at WLWstudios.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, the Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
What's up, everybody? It's the Impact player, Mr. Phil Ray, inviting all of you to join myself and my co-host, Kid Human, as we are from the current to the way back, the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every Friday at 9 p.m. on RantEMRadio.com, part of the Shining Wizards Network. You can go get our stuff at TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com, Stitcher, iTunes, Audio Boom, GeekLifeRadio.com, and search Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the TuneIn app.
If you're not tuned in to The Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love The Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's The Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Horror movie scenes that scared you as a child or an adult. This is also known as the list of nope. Fuck that. So, Vince, what's your number 10?
End of the Lord of the Rings, where they're all jumping on the bed.
Why does that scare you?
I don't know, man. It's just fucking weird. And then, yeah. and then fucking... Gamgee comes around a corner or whatever. He's smiling and shit.
It is odd, yes.
He's going to hit that shit.
Ew. My number 10, the Zelda scene in Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Fuck that. This is going to be a lot of just, but nope. Fuck that. Number 9.
The bike hallway scene in The Shining.
Yeah. Yeah, that's creepy as hell. Okay. Mine, number 9, Robbie being eaten by the tree in Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Just, nope. No, I'm good. Number 8.
Eraserhead.
The whole movie?
The whole fucking movie.
I have one of those. My number 1's just, nope, the whole fucking movie. So. I understand. Eraserhead was what, David Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains it. My number 8. The fucking syringe pit in Saw 2.
Just, oh, yeah.
Nope. That's a nope. Number 7, Vince.
It is. Hold on, let me pull it back up. The hospital scene in Jacob's Ladder.
Welcome to my number 1.
Was it?
Yep. Yeah, fuck that. My number 7, You could basically just put this whole movie, but I just have the piano wire scene from Audition.
Oh, yeah.
Or the entire movie. So, yeah, that whole movie is just a hour and a half of no. Number six.
Alien, the chest burst scene.
Yep.
I don't like that.
I don't.
When I was a kid, I didn't like it.
Right.
Now it's cool.
My number six, Frank Solves the Game, Hellraiser. Not a good thing to watch as a child.
No.
So that's why it's on the list. Number five.
The crucifix scene in The Exorcist.
Yep. Don't really need to go into detail with that if people haven't seen it. Just, yep. Yeah. My number five,
defibrillator.
Yes, thank you. From The Thing.
Higher on the list.
Yeah. That's a nope. So what's your number four?
Four. Pet Cemetery, where he has to kill a son.
Oh, yes.
God, that kills me, man.
Yeah.
I can't watch it.
My number four from the movie Seven, when Sloth wakes up.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. That's hell to the nope. All right, number three.
American Werewolf in London, the transformation scene.
That, as a kid, was freaky as
shit. You can't watch it when you're a kid.
No. Nope. Another one I shouldn't have watched when I was young is my number three. All I got to do is say one word, and that's Misery.
Oh.
You already know the scene. Cause you
this
just
is going to hurt me
it.
More than it's going to hurt you.
Yeah, fuck that whole thing. Yeah. Nope.
Patriarchy,
Kathy Bates
though.
Is evil. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Number two, Vince.
Event Horizon, when they find the video left by the other crew.
Oh, yeah. That whole movie's just messed up.
That's a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
You think it's sci-fi, then it's not.
It's not, no. My number two, we already talked about it, the chest buster from Alien. Number one, Vince.
My number one is the thing where his chest opens up and eats his arms.
Yeah.
And his head comes off and turns into a crab and walks across the room.
Yeah. That whole movie's just, as a kid, not good.
And then the end. God damn.
Yeah.
No.
Nope. Carpenter's the man, yeah. My number one, we kind of alluded to it. The entire movie known as Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah, no shit.
Just, or The Man with No Eyes, or just, yeah, the whole movie's just, as a kid, that messes you up. So, listener suggestions. Jape said when Chucky would come to life, as a kid, that would scare the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Roboto comes in with the shotgun shell collar, the twisting machine from Saw 3, or the pit of needles from Saw 2. So, yeah, those are freaky as hell. So, all right, let's get into FMKs this week. Damn it, Tony. He knows I have issues with names. So I'm sending the names to Vince so he can say them.
Oh, shit.
It is the International Women of War edition.
Hold on. Oh, are you kidding me? What a dick.
We love you, Tony, but damn it. You know we can't do words. The first is Lumidia Pavlichenko.
Something Russian.
Yeah, she was a sniper for the Soviet Union, credited with 309 kills. She's actually kind of cute. Nancy Wake.
Yeah.
Is the next one. And Christina Scarbeck.
Oh, she's hot.
Who's Scarbeck?
Yeah.
All right, so Nancy Wake was a British spy.
I'm going to nail the poll.
Yeah, of course you will.
The Brits got to go.
And marry the Russian?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'll agree with that. You got to marry a Russian. Big John comes in with Charlie's Angels cast. Two versions of this, the reboot and the original. So the reboot was Cameron Diaz, Drew Barrymore, and Lucy Liu, correct? All right, FMK those. Mary Lucy Liu. Bang Cameron Diaz, kill Drew Barrymore. Yeah. And the original Charlie's Angels was Jacqueline Smith, Farrah Fawcett, and one I just completely blanked on. Well, you're going to bang Farrah because it's Farrah.
Well, sure.
So there's that. Who was the other? It was Jacqueline Smith.
And then
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Okay, so you bang.
I know Cheryl Ladd's hot.
Yeah, she is. I would bang Farrah, marry Jacqueline because she ended up with like Kmart money for a clothing line.
Yeah,
and then kill Cheryl Ladd, but that's hard.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
All right, Big John finishes off our FMKs this week with Bill Murray, Steve Martin, Martin Short. Will you marry Bill Murray?
I don't know, man. Steve Martin, though.
So, I mean, we're killing Martin Short. Is that what we're getting at here?
Nah, he's smaller than me. So he'd be my bitch. Bill Murray just seems annoying. That's hard.
I would marry Bill Murray, F Martin Short, kill Steve Martin.
There you go.
Just because no banjo playing. Come on.
Shut up. It goes great with the fucking anal, man. Does
sound
it not?
Drop, sound bite.
Yeah, that's
that great. Right. All right. Now 10 years or never. You want a video game? I guess this is sequel. This one comes from Ronnie. Game or video game sequel. Saw, Devil May Cry, or Dante's Inferno?
I want another Dante's Inferno.
Okay. Now?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years for a Saw game and then never for another Devil May Cry?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay. Ronnie's next one is video game to movie. Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, or Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive now.
You're crazy.
What, another Mortal Kombat?
No, I would do Mortal Kombat in 10 years. Street Fighter now, never Dead or Alive.
Okay.
Because I think Street Fighter... Actually, there is a Street Fighter. Machinima put out something that was really good, but... All right. Now 10 years or never. This is from Tony. I'm guessing reboots. Herman's Head, George Carlin Show, Greg the Bunny.
Well, man.
Sadly, with Carlin gone, that has to go to never.
Yeah.
Because he was the only one that could do that unless you put... The only way it could be possibly done is if you make it the Bill Burr Show. But still, yeah. even then, it wouldn't be the same as Carlin.
How about Greg the Bunny 10 years from now?
Yeah, and Herman's Head now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Tony's next one, celebrity boxing, The Swan, and Who's Your Daddy? Celebrity boxing now.
Sure.
The Swan never.
Yeah.
Well, that was just horrible. And Who's Your Daddy in 10 years, the Hollywood edition.
But I want to be able to pick the celebrities.
Yes, for celebrity boxing?
Yes.
Oh, yes. And it wouldn't be these B or C list ones. It wouldn't be celebrity boxing, it'd be celebrity MMA. No rules.
Right.
That way we could get hard to kill versus easy to grill. We could get that one.
Fuck yeah.
Exactly. All right. Big John's now 10 years or never reboot. Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, Reservoir Dogs. Never reboot Kill Bill.
I don't think you could re...
I could see you rebooting... Reservoir Dogs now would be good.
A reboot of Reservoir Dogs?
Yeah, because heist movies are big since Baby Driver or Baby Daddy Driver or the Driver movie. Yep.
Yeah, I get you. 10-4, buddy.
And then 10 years, you could do a Pulp Fiction, kind of.
Yeah, that makes sense. That.
Yeah.
But Tarantino's on the downswing.
Yeah. All right. Roboto comes in with Band Reunions. Now 10 years or never. Sticks with Dennis, Guns N' Roses, or Pink Floyd. Well, Guns N' Roses has kind of reunioned.
Yeah. Pink Floyd now.
Pink Floyd now, Sticks in 10 years.
Yeah.
All right.
As much as it pains me to say that.
His next one, Band Reunions again, Eagles, Journey, or Van Hagar?
Van Hagar now.
It ain't Van Halen, it's Van Hagar. Yeah. Eagles never, Journey in 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Van Hagar now.
Why can't this be love?
And his he has another one he threw in here. The original Van Halen, he calls it Van Roth. CCR and Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath kind of tours now.
Yeah.
I'd like to see CCR.
Yeah.
Yeah, CCR now.
And then original Van Halen in 10 years.
Yeah, fuck it.
After they get done with the Van Hagar tour.
Right.
Exactly. Anytime I hear CCR songs, though, man, it just immediately, I think I'm in a Vietnam movie.
Or the beginning of the Twilight Zone where they're singing Midnight Special.
Yes. All right, last one. This is a little different. Revive, reboot, or cancel. Cops, Unsolved Mysteries, or Rescue 911.
Never Rescue 911.
Yeah. Cancel Rescue 911. Revive. I would say Revive Unsolved Mysteries, but that only works with Robert Stack's voice.
Yeah, but they did it for a while, didn't they?
Yes, with Dennis Farina.
Yeah.
And it was okay. Cops, you could, I guess you could. No, let's do this. Let's revive Cops. We'll reboot Unsolved Mysteries because we'll get a new guy to do the host. And then we'll just cancel Rescue 911.
But what about, I thought Cops still on?
Reruns. I don't think they do new ones. I'm not sure.
Jesus.
But, all right, let's get into listener questions this week. Roboto asks, have you ever judged someone solely based on their name? Like, yes. If you had a bad time or experience with someone with that name and you meet somebody with the same name, do you ever judge them about it?
Yes.
I don't think I ever have. I don't think I ever have, but I can see you doing it.
Yeah. Especially if it's not, like, English. Sorry.
It's your experiences in life, I guess.
That's not a European name. Fuck that. They're going to be trouble.
Next question is for you, Vince, from Roboto. Are those Metro games any good?
Yeah, they're fucking awesome.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good. Get them.
All right, Ronnie, would you ever fan cast DOA?
Yeah, we were going to make a movie of it.
Yeah, we could fan cast it. We'll put that in the list of random generator when we pick what to do.
Yeah, make it happen.
Roboto, what are some of the most overrated Halloween, scary or not, movies and specials? Overrated. He puts Hocus Pocus, The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, that's Great Pumpkin.
That's blasphemy, sir. If I was Muslim, I could have your head.
Dude, you got to have The Great Pumpkin.
And I would put a pumpkin on his ear head.
I mean, Hocus Pocus, yeah.
Overrated Halloween specials or movies. I'd say Hocus Pocus is probably the most overrated.
Yeah, Halloween Town.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say those. His next question, are there any Halloween-themed foods you like? He says the Oreos with the orange icing and the fruit-flavored Tootsie Rolls. What's some Halloween themed food you like?
I don't know.
I like the Reese's peanut butter cups that are shaped like a pumpkin.
I like,
but it's just a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah, that's yeah. They don't have to be shaped like nothing, man. I'll eat them motherfuckers.
That makes Snickers that look like a pumpkin too.
Do they?
Yeah.
Calm down.
All right.
You're getting all giggity.
Elizabeth question, why does Disco Inferno exist? I'm pretty sure just to make you mad and to tell his batshit insane ideas that he had for booking WCW. Just because he had some just out there ideas like aliens and shit like that. So
I think aliens.
Well, usually they're illegal.
Oh.
I mean, they didn't get a permit to come down from outer space.
Oh, shit.
We need to build the dome.
Yeah, we need a dome now.
2020, build the dome. We got a wall. Let's build the dome. All right. Tony comes in. Thoughts on original Xbox games being released for Xbox One through the marketplace and backward compatibility?
Which games?
He didn't say which ones. Just what are your thoughts on original games being backward compatible through the marketplace Xbox One?
It'd be all right. I mean, if you had an Xbox game you really, really, really loved.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see being okay. But it just sucks with having to buy it again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no shit. When you got the disc.
Yeah, sitting right there beside the damn machine. And
yeah,
you
then you
got to
buy it.
That's the only thing that would piss me. Is if you're going to be backward compatible, just be able to pop in the disc. And if they hadn't bought that game and they wanted to buy it, then you buy it through Marketplace.
Yeah, no shit.
There you go. There, we fixed it. You're welcome, Microsoft. Next question comes in from Twitter. What is your dream video game crossover? If you could mash two games together, what would your dream one be?
That's really good.
That's a hard question. I would do... Actually, mine does exist, but it's a mod. It's called Mugen. M-U-G-E-N. And it's just basically everybody that's ever been in a fighting game in Marvel vs. Capcom style. You can YouTube videos of like 500 characters and stuff like
that. That sounds cool as fuck.
It is. It really is. But it's a giant mod and hack, so... a legit crossover? I don't know, because most of the games I play are either like fighting games or sports games.
Yeah. How about The Witcher and Cyberpunk when it comes out?
Oh, that would be good. If that game would ever come out. But...
Shh. You shut your mouth.
Yeah, I could see that. That would be, yeah, I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Or maybe God of War and Skyrim.
Oh shit, yeah. That'd be fucked up.
Yeah, I could dig that. So all right. Roboto's next question here. Thoughts on the JFK files now that they are out? Before these came out, what were your feeling on the subject? For years I agreed with my dad's thought that Johnson had him killed because Kennedy wanted us out of Vietnam. A couple of years ago, a new documentary shone light on something I think is highly possible. When Oswald's shots rang out, the driver in one of the cars of the motorcade jumped, and when floored it, and one of the Secret Service members was standing up in the car, when he slammed on the seat, perhaps his weapon fired, saying it was accidental. So much has come out with the JFK stuff. We're going to touch about a little of it now, and then we'll really get into it next week.
Yeah, we want to read more.
Yeah, I want to read more.
There's been so much shit come out.
Because there's a hell of a lot more come out. They tried to hide so much in the JFK file. Let's call it the JFK info dump. Because there's a lot of stuff in it that has nothing to do with JFK. That they tried to hide in there. The big thing I've gotten out of it so far, and I'm still looking into it, is that
the alphabet government, like CIA and FBI, are shady?
Yeah, well, there's that. And the Surgeon General saying that, yes, there was a bullet hole in the windshield of Kennedy's car And then he was shot through the neck from the front. So unless Oswald can defy the laws of physics and shoot a bullet and have it curve backwards, go through a windshield and into Kennedy's throat, there was more than one shooter.
Yeah. The false flag that they were going to set up in Miami to Israel's involvement.
Yeah. There's a lot I want to look into more before we start talking about it, but the Oswald acted alone thing, not true.
No. Total patsy.
Thoughts before all this came out? I didn't think Oswald did it alone. Even back then. So, yeah, we'll talk more about the JFK stuff next week when once we can go through the more of the... there's so much has come out. There's Nazi stuff. There's CIA stuff, Castro stuff. A ton of stuff. FBI, Hoover stuff, Johnson stuff. There's a lot we need to look through before we talk about it. We'll talk about it next week's show more. But, yeah, shady.
Very.
All right, last thing for the week. Handsome Dan, what do you guys think about that Ellen tweet about Katy Perry?
Bullshit.
Basically, she tweeted out, "Happy birthday, Katy Perry. It's time to bring out the big balloons." And the picture is Ellen gawking at Katy's boobs.
She's practically in her cleavage.
Yes, at some award show. If this had been a man doing it, you know what the blowback would have been, especially with all the assault allegations nowadays.
Sure.
But being that she's lovable white lesbian, oh, it's fine. Yeah, there's your lesbian privilege.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that she got away with something that a man wouldn't.
Right.
So, there you go. That's what I think.
Women don't want equality. They want to control.
Everybody wants equality until everybody's treated equal.
Right. They don't. Nobody wants equality. They want control.
Yeah.
That's what they want.
Yeah. That's true. So... All right, I think that was the show. If you're wondering why we kind of really blitzed through the show real quick this week, we are on a data time limit this week. So that's kind of why we rushed this week. But hopefully you enjoyed, and hopefully you tell your friends to download the show.
Download our shit, goddammit.
Yeah, and Hollywood, quit stealing our damn ideas.
Goddamn right.
All right.
And quit assaulting women. Don't even say hi to them.
Nope, just ignore them.
And quit going to the fucking movies.
Inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com is the email address. Twitter @CyborgSumo @inconclusivepod. Facebook.com/inconclusivebreakdown. Our Facebook group. Please join if you haven't yet. I think that's it, Vince.
That's all I got, baby.
Final
Keep your stick on the ice.
Damn right. We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.